All right, Lucky Spoon.
Come home, come home. You're not fit to do this alone. And I know that you'd be better among your own. Come home, come home. The road you've traveled is long and worn. But what you're searching for is what I've always known. Relax, old man, chill out, I got this. You're kind of past your time. And I don't need your silly words. I assure myself just fine. I've been far away too long. I found new friends that think that I'm special.
This is another very theatrical piece. Could have been clipped from a rock musical, I think, or it might be a rock musical unto itself. It's a complete story, really. It's so much better than his Round Zero song. It made me really happy to hear it. Obviously, it just nails the dynamics, but somehow I don't love this song. Despite its ambition and its great storyline and the great performance, you know, it isn't catchy. Still, I think I'm going to have to rate it higher than my gut says because of the ambition and because of the great quality performance and the composition and the thought that went into it, which was obviously a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I think I'm going to have to rate it higher than my gut tells me to rate it just because of all of the work and quality that I can see in it.
Yeah, I know that you're a big fan of backing vocals, and some of his backing vocals are really good. Some of them are sung quietly, and some of them he just belts them out. So yeah. I really liked just the singing in this is all really good, so the performances are top-notch. See, and, you know, he builds the dynamics well by adding instruments slowly. There's definitely a bang from the verse to the chorus. I guess I keep coming back to people just not doing a lot with the title. Like, the word home appears 10 times in the song. The word shock appears twice. I feel like it's like a fuck you, judges. I didn't like your title, so I'll write a song which is obviously called Come Home and throw in shock a few times in the bridge for plausible deniability. Like, I know this is a bad attitude to have, and I'm not going to seriously ding him for this, but I'm starting to feel like I want to do that. Like, come on, the song is not called Come Home, it's called Shock Value. And if you ask 10 people on the street what it's called, they're not going to say it's Shock Value.
Yeah, well, it does sound like something that Matchy Matchy would do, and then complain if we got dinged about it but from the judges, you know? There is sort of this tradition of going into Nur Ayn and trying to subvert the title. This is not the same sort of a thing. Usually people do terrible puns. But yeah, no, I can see... I'm sorry, I'm ambushing your...
No, go ahead.
I'm kidnapping your review here. But
this didn't bug you.
No, I don't think so, because the topic of the song was very clearly... Okay, yeah, definitely about somebody coming home, and it should have been named Coming Home. But the one character was all about kind of the shock value, even if it didn't like explicitly go into it all that much. You know, he was just talking about shock value. Yeah, you're turning me around on this song in the bad way. So, yeah, I should have done my rankings before I came into this. All right. Well, anyhow.
Yeah, I'm not going to dig in for that because it's a good song. And,
yeah,
you know, but in the future, I would just like people to, like, do something with the title. We gave you the title for a reason. Do something with it.